Nolte, disgraced 60 Minutes misleads viewers on USED staff reductions. By John Nolte on February 17, 2025. Sunday's episode of the disgraced 60 Minutes from far-left CBS News worked overtime to mislead its gullible viewers about the recent layoffs at USED, a left-wing slush fund paid for with about $40 billion taxpayer dollars each year. Despite the U.S. Senate's previous good-faith attempts to discover where all that money went, the USED bureaucrats stalled and stalled. No one could find out how those billions were being spent, which was the whole point. What we had was an unaccountable federal agency spending billions with no oversight or accountability. Enter Elon Musk and his Doge boys. More importantly, enter their technical expertise allowing them to work around the dissembling bureaucrats and run a computer program that told them exactly where the money was going. And where the money went should infuriate anyone with a conscience. Waste, fraud, and abuse don't begin to explain it. So President Trump closed the corrupt agency, laid off thousands of unnecessary bureaucrats, and moved whatever was worth saving, including 600 or so employees, into the State Department. This move ensures 1, the small percentage of USED money that makes sense keeps flowing, 2, someone is watching spending in the future, and 3, the spending aligns with the priorities of the elected United States president, Republican or Democrat. To sane and honest people, this all makes sense. To the corrupt pigs with their noses in the taxpayer trough, people who probably cannot survive in the free market and count on federal corruption to keep them fat and warm, this is the apocalypse. And naturally, any attempt to reduce any amount of federal spending is met with shrieks of horror from the regime media. To the surprise of no one, the shrieks of horror from Sunday night's 60 Minutes were acts of blatant misinformation. The entire angle of the 60 Minutes clip below is a laughable attempt to turn public opinion against Trump and Doge because those poor bureaucrats at USED lost their oh-so-vital jobs. Except, poor Christina Dry and poor Adam DeBar are not USED employees. Granted, 60 Minutes doesn't identify them as USED employees, but there is no question the interview is rigged to make it sound as if they were. And nowhere in that clip or in the CBS News write-up are we told who they really are. Dry was a USED contractor who wrote speeches for Samantha Power, who was appointed to run USED by the Biden administration. Oh, and here is video from last week of Dry admitting that when Doge entered the agency, she removed books that she felt would be incriminating. Same with Adam DeBar. He was a contractor, not a USED employee. They both worked for a company that did partisan work funded by USED, which was funded by taxpayers. Maybe they can now add crisis actors to their resumes. In other words, Dry and DeBar are not vital career bureaucrats who professionally oversaw how our money was spent to further American interests abroad. These are rabid left-wing partisans, and one is so filled with entitlement that she was comfortable admitting on video that she hid incriminating material during a legal financial audit. For just a moment, let's pretend Dry and DeBar are who it is implied they are. So what? I've been laid off and fired more times than I can count. In the real world, what happened to USED happens all the time. Never once have I received severance. That's how it goes. One day you have a job. Next day you don't. Why should so-called civil servants be immune from the real world? Boo-hoo. Cry more. Think you're special? You're not. Like most normal people, I'm working today while government employees living off my tax dollars get the day off for President's Day. And that's bullshit. Between this and Face the Nation shrew Margaret Brennan blaming the Holocaust on all that free speech Germans enjoyed under Hitler, CBS had one hell of a Sunday. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.